More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. This month, Ballet Idaho is bringing a holiday favorite back to the stage with their annual production of The Nutcracker. This is a Christmas classic full of magic and adventure. And joining us now to talk more are Garrett Anderson, the Artistic Director of Ballet Idaho, and Ballet Idaho Academy student Maddie Burpee. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thanks, Gemma. Great to be here.
Thanks.
So, Garrett, let me start with you. I mean, going to see The Nutcracker, it is so important for so many people during the holiday season. And, you know, it seems to really play a special role in your life, too, because it's how your dance journey started. Is that correct?
That's true. It is often the first performance that a child either gets to see, or in my case, the first time that I got to be on stage and be part of a production like this, which was obviously a life-changing experience, really. I didn't quite know what I was getting into, but was recruited by a local ballet studio. And of course, they were short on boys and they needed someone to play Fritz in the party scene, which is Clara's brother. And the rest is history. I was just so enamored with the magic of the storytelling and the theatricality, and of course the talented dancers around me, and ballet being this whole kind of new strange world was just very fascinating. And I've been involved in some capacity in a version of The Nutcracker most of the years of my life since.
So Maddie, you play Clara. Tell us what it's like to play this really iconic role.
Well, it's always kind of been a dream for me to play Clara. So it's a little bit surreal when I'm out on the stage or in rehearsal, seeing all the little kids watching me, like looking up to me. So it's really exciting. And there's a lot of depth to the character as well as the choreography. So it's always really interesting to play this role.
So Manny, what does make this role so special, do you think?
Well, the story is all about Clara and her dream and her journey. And she has all her friends to her house for the Christmas party. And so it's all kind of centered around Clara, which is really exciting.
So, Garrett, I want to talk about the performance itself this year. But what can audience members expect when they come see The Nutcracker this holiday season?
Well, if you haven't seen our Nutcracker before, it's a relatively new production for us. We actually premiered it in 2019, and we had been working on this new scenery and costume design for from start to finish, from concept to bringing it to the stage. That was about a three-year process. You know, it took time to raise the money and complete the designs and then actually build the thing and figure out how it works. But we are so proud of the way it turned out. So the production quality and scale is just so impressive. And of course, the show is made all the more amazing by the Boise Philharmonic in the pit with us. So bringing live music to these shows makes it really special for the dancers and the audience. It's just an amazing score. It's music that we all know and love, but to hear it played live is just really magical. And the dancing is really a spectacle in and of itself. There are 93 students involved, so 93 of our BIA Academy. We have our trainee dancers up there augmenting the cast. There's 15 of those, and then the full company, which is 24 dancers. So it's a huge cast. It's just a really amazing time for the whole community of Ballet Idaho to come together. And then, of course, it is a community tradition for our audience and for everyone involved. So we love that it has become a tradition for folks. And of course, it's the only thing that we repeat year after year. So it's a very familiar, but always exciting experience for us as well.
So Garrett, I know you talked, you know, you mentioned, you know, costumes, you know, the sets and all of that. I mean, this is such a part of The Nutcracker. So maybe for folks who haven't seen The Nutcracker, because there are people out there, talk to us a little bit about, you know, really how incredible the sets are. I mean, and then the costumes too. I mean, because it's such a part of the show.
Yeah, it's really a visual feast. I mean, the moment the curtain goes up, even the what we call the show portal, like the painted curtain that is there before you see the dancers, even that first look is just so impressive. And the scenic design which is Christopher McCullum. He did such an amazing job of using painted flat drops, but creating an amazing sense of depth and perspective with how those were rendered. And then of course there's a lot of other three-dimensional scenery. There's a lot of technical sort of theater magic that goes into some of these transition scenes, and it all comes together. And of course those costumes, which are so ornate and just so well crafted, those were created by Margaret Mitchell, who is the designer, and then Carrie Fitch, who's our wardrobe director, has helped build and restore and repair year after year as we put a lot of wear and tear on these costumes and keep them really beautiful for the dancers. So mm-hmm. between those production elements with the scenery and everything that's happening backstage, I have to give a shout out to Dan Fyth, who's our production manager. These people don't get to take a bow, but they're really doing a huge amount of the work to make this show really work like clockwork. And mm-hmm. and then of course the dancers out there just having the time of their lives. It's a hard show, but it really keeps moving, and there's so many colorful, fun characters. There's humor in there. There's just, again, the visual spectacle of it. So it's a big effort every year, but it's something that we always, always look forward to. So for folks that haven't seen it, I think what I would say is it is a really impressive show. It's very entertaining. And of course it's a ballet, so it's full of those beautiful, magical moments. Mm-hmm.
And Maddie, what's it like for you not to just be in costume, but I mean, to be up there performing and you know, you're seeing just how amazing this set is and all of these elaborate costumes as well?
It's really incredible, because every time before I would go on stage, like last year when I was Clara, there would be like such adrenaline and I was so scared. But like looking around at all the set, and once I got on stage, like you go back and you like fall back on all your practice that you've been doing, but you can also just like really enjoy it. And with all the up there, all the other dancers in their costumes and the set and the props too, like it's really easy to just become one with the story.
And Garrett, what should people know about you know, when it comes to, as Maddie said, practicing, right? Like just if you're overwhelmed, you fall back on that practice. I mean, you spend a lot of time, even though, yes, as you said, this is a show you bring back every single year. I mean, you still have to plan for it.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And every year there's different dancers in different parts. That's part of the fun of it and the challenge of it for us. We have up to about 4 different casts on rotation through the 10 to 11 shows that we do at the Morrison Center. So for the dancers, even though they know the show, they're often stepping into different positions within the same scene or different parts altogether. So there's always some new challenges, and each show is unique. So they're responding, like Maddie said, you're responding in the moment to the people around you, to the music, telling that story, and just, yes, you fall back on all the training and all the rehearsals. We've been rehearsing for the past 6 weeks on this show. So the dancers really, by the time we get to the stage, the hope is that they just can enjoy it and trust their muscle memory and trust that they've done the work. But it is a very technically demanding performance to step into day after day. And it's a hard run for them. It's the only show that we do this many performances of. So they get the added experience out there, but it is stamina as well.
Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, more than a dozen performances. So tell us when folks can come out and see this.
Yeah, well, we open December 15th and we run all the way through Christmas Eve. We have a matinee on the 24th, which is a new thing for us this year. So we're excited to have those 2 weekends of shows to offer, and we're excited to see everyone out there.
Yeah. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you guys in. And I tell you, I think this really kind of kicks off the holiday season to be able to talk about the Nutcracker. So thank you both for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudet. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know you are physically adapting to all your swiping, scrolling, and tapping?
We're changing our bodies and what they're able to do through our habits.
NPR's Body Electric, a special interactive series investigating how to fix the relationship between our tech and our health. Listen in the TED Radio Hour feed wherever you get your podcasts.